sometimes asks of you to give advice at certain times and tell folks what to do. Now, at these times, I'm a-going to tell you what's the wisest plan. When it comes to mixing in with things that you don't just understand, why, let it alone. Let it alone. If it don't concern you, why, let it alone. Don't go for flushing and a-putting on airs and a-dipping into other folks' affairs. If you don't know, say so. Mind your own business and let it alone. Suppose you know some friend who owns a fine big dog, we'll say, and you should go to visit them some lovely summer's day. That dog is laying peacefully upon the front door mat. You say, my, what a specimen, and start his head to pat. Now let it alone, let it alone. Dogs, I'm uncertain, so let it alone. The dog looks fine, that may be true, but he ain't been introduced to you. So don't be mean and spoil his dream. Admire the flowers and let it alone. In stopping round among strangers, you should be most careful, be. And don't let everything arouse your curiosity. 'Cause all that shines ain't golden, and so if you should spy a bottle with a label that reads Best Kentucky Rye, why, let it alone, let it alone. Have some sense and let it alone. The label says Kentucky Rye, but labels they can falsify. If it's poison you swallow, it's too late to holler. What's in you is in you, so let it alone.